Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio Pensacola. Beautiful day out. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I have a cautionary tale for you.
Oh, do tell.
If you want to go pick on a business, don't make it Juana's on Navarre Beach.
I could not agree more. This was the dumbest case of political miscalculation I think I've seen in a long time.
Oh my goodness! Well, let me tell you that it was definitely a misstep for Mr. Calkins on the Santa Rosa County Commission, because he thought that it would be a great opportunity for someone to bid on the entire package of Juana's, who was asking to extend their lease, and unfortunately, he found out that there are a lot of people who care about Juana's and what all the Redsky family has done to create and build this business from scratch, which has been there since 1989. And I just want to tell those of you who haven't been here since 1989, there was nothing on Navarre Beach, and they really just started with a very very rudimentary place, mm-hmm. which they've endured oil spills, hurricanes. There was a toll on that bridge. They had so many different adversities. When there was no hotels on the beach, you know, Navarre Beach used to be called the best kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was not even a joke. Now it's discovered, and they are doing great. And they have always given 5% of their profits, or not 5%, 5% off the top,
right,
to the county, I believe.
Off the gross, yeah.
And so, right, so they have definitely given back a lot to the county. And when Mr. Calkins decided it was an opportunity to see if someone wanted to bid on that whole enterprise, they found out that the community did not want that, and they supported the Redskies. So good for them, and probably a big miscalculation on Mr. Calkins' part, because he is up for re-election.
I'm reminded of two phrases in the sort of the popular culture. One is, if you come at the queen, you'd better not miss. And he missed. Oh. And the other one is, and I'm making this more suitable for FCC governed radio, mess around and find out.
Right, you know, so, right, right.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Yeah,
today they're going to actually have the vote.
Yeah, the vote's this morning. The actual final vote is this morning, but it'll be 5-0, I would assume. You have a good story about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
What a great program! Yes, and one of the volunteers is Barbara McNeil, and she's from Gulf Breeze. And she has won a big award for her relationship with that little sister. And it was an award that was given to her because of their volunteering. And she has taken this young girl under her wing, and they just volunteer together all the time. And so we just congratulate them. That's a great program. If you ever feel like you've got a little extra time, you want to get involved, you want to make a huge difference in someone's life, the Big Brothers Big Sisters program, I just cannot say enough about it. We've been involved in it. We've had some excellent opportunities to meet young people, and everyone has a different story, so it's been very exciting.
Very good. You've got a story about a gardener's plot?
Yes. So, you know, you think, oh, well, if you want to have a big garden, you have to have a lot of land. No, not at all. There is a lady, her name is Nikki, and I can't even say her last name, Burns Creech. And she and her husband, they have turned their yard into a very sustainable native plant garden. And they are growing fruit trees. They're having a big production of peaches. And we have a nice story about how they've done it with this lasagna gardening method. And we have the whole story about that. So pick that up and look at it, because if you think, I don't have enough land, I don't have enough, you know, effort, they don't even have to worry about it. Most of these plants are native, so they don't have to take a lot of water. So
what is lasagna
inspiring.
Gardening?
It's a layered gardening method where you put down a layer of this, a layer of that, and a layer of this to create this just very fertile growing method.
Okay. I'd never heard of that before. Of course, Now all I can think about is lasagna, and that's just fine, although I don't want the vegetarian kind that you seem to be talking about. In any case, you also you got a story about Cassie Carley, the law now that has finally gotten signed by the governor.
Yeah, so that is really something that so many people are going to benefit from, because Cassie Carley, I'm sure you all remember, she was doing an exchange with her daughter's father when she disappeared. And so now this new law that was just signed in will make a safe space. Every county is going to have safe spaces, parking lots that you can have well lit. They're going to have cameras. They're going to have date time stamps so that people can do a handoff with their child's parent. And it will be a safe place for them to do so without going to a dark parking lot and not knowing what's lurking for you there. And so this is going to help a lot of families.
Very cool. Yeah, it's a horrible thing that it happened, but it's a very cool thing that we reacted this way and trying to make things better for families dealing with that difficult situation. You guys also, you got a lot of stuff in the paper today. I don't know if we have time to get into it, but 7-on-7 for the Dolphins, playing a football game, Sertoma Fishing Rodeo, 250 people, and farm tour visits. What happened here with Holland Farms?
Well, we found out, so Melanie went on the farm tour, and she visited all of these agricultural centers in Santa Rosa County. So interesting, because, down here in the Gulf Breeze Peninsula, we don't see a lot of that. So it was opportunity for her to go meet the people, see what they're doing, learning about what an impact the agriculture in Santa Rosa County has on the entire state and the entire Southeast. Holland Farms grows a lot of shade trees. And they're one of the major suppliers of shade trees. In addition to that, they've got a really fun place to go. You can go have a wedding there. Of course, they're well known for their October hay rides, and they have all these fun things to do. So very interesting to see what people are taking in addition to just the agriculture, but they're kind of making it into kind of an amusement park as well.
Yeah, I think Holland Farms, I think that is the place that we toured a couple of years ago with Leadership Santa Rosa. And it is amazing, as you say, that all the trees that they grow out there and all the phases and all of the equipment that they've got to make that happen. It's another slice of civil culture or agriculture that we have here in this county that, most of us never really think much about. Great stuff. It's going to be in the paper, of course, today. The Gulf Breeze News comes out every Thursday. And Lisa Newell, the publisher, gives us a little preview taste here in the morning. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for informing our community. We'll talk to you next week.
And I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:17 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has traffic for you. John?
Well, if you're traveling southbound on New Warrington Road, heading to NAS Pensacola, right around the Twin Oaks Drive, we've got a vehicle crash with a roadblock. My advice, take Old Coryfield Road, and you'll get to the Naval Air Station a lot quicker. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
One of our semi-new advertisers on the program is Pensacola State College. And, when we were talking with them about, me talking about them, I was like, oh, yeah, I have no problem talking about PSC because they have been a great blessing to our family. I mean, they're always growing and expanding and putting in new facilities and new opportunities and new programs and working with ST Engineering or whatever. I mean, all the stuff that they do to constantly help people get into good careers. I know them from our family as an outstanding community college where you can do dual enrollment as a high school student for no charge because you're in high school, and you can take college classes and free books, and you can get college credit and then be ahead of the game when you go to university by, in both of my older boys' cases, a year and a half's worth of college credit. It's a pretty cool deal. We did not have that available when I was young, the idea of doing the dual. Well, actually, we did one class when I was a kid, and it was very experimental and it was very new. But now PSC does this for all kinds of folks, and especially if you're homeschooled. This is a great way to get some classroom experience in an environment where they're, more sort of student-oriented, teaching for teachers, that kind of thing, and also having flexible, lots of different sections at lots of different times, so it's very easy to work around whatever your schedule is. So I can't say enough about PSC, and we've seen it with our kids. They've got campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Nothing to worry about unless there's a...
Stepping into quicksand, a movie, or real life.
I always thought that quicksand was going to be a much bigger problem than it turned out to be. Because if you watch cartoons, quicksand is like the third biggest thing you have to worry about in adult life.
Slump! But few have actually experienced that sinking feeling.
All of a sudden, I just went in.
But Maine resident Jamie Acord is one of them.
My feet couldn't feel the bottom.
She says she was walking along the water with her husband at Popham Beach State Park when she was suddenly waist-deep in sinking sand.
When we turned around, there was nothing there. It was beach.
That's kind of scary.
Well, that's the stuff you have nightmares about. Because, you know, I have learned as a kid, you learned that quicksand was really about the third most dangerous thing that could happen to you. You know, in the list of things, you know, killed by a meteor, abducted by aliens, drowned in quicksand. And so you learned your strategy, you know, move slowly, grab a rope vine, you know.
Right.
Carry appropriate inflatables with you, whatever. And then you turned out as an adult that it just says it's not a problem at all.
Right.
Until it is on the beach. NBC doing this report the other day of this woman who found herself sinking in quicksand when she was just walking on the beach one day.
A spokesperson for Maine's Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry telling NBC's NECN that park staff had placed warning signs in the area because the nearby river shifted in direction after massive storms this winter.
The sand is saturated with water. It's even more unstable and very easy to find yourself sinking into it.
And that's what quicksand is. Basically sand with really high water content, typically due to some kind of source of water underneath. Marine geologist Peter Slavinsky says it's different from something like a sinkhole, which is more of a cavity underground that could potentially take out a whole house or truck even.
I'm still pretty horrified by the prospect, And the fact that she was okay, and that generally if you're calm and it's generally not going to be that deep, you're only going to go into like your waist normally. No, thank you.
No.
The fact that I'm not going to be Flash Gordon in the quicksand doesn't really make me feel a lot better about the scenario. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I don't know if I can do that. I'm too busy thinking about quicksand.
I know. You thought you were fine, but now you got to watch out all the for places random I could just rivers fall in, yeah, turning the sand into a waist-deep death march or whatever. So
how am I supposed to function now?
I don't know.
President Biden is in Italy. He's joining other world leaders for the G7 summit, the world's seven wealthiest democracies, including Canada, France, Germany, the UK, Italy, and Japan, all meeting in Italy for the summit. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters Wednesday inflation has eased, but it's still too high, and they are committed to bringing that inflation down. Several environmental activists are now facing charges after disrupting the congressional baseball game in the nation's capital on Wednesday night. More than a half dozen anti-fossil fuel protesters ran onto the field at Nationals Park during the second inning of that game, and U.S. Capitol Police said eight people were arrested.
I think we're missing an opportunity for a reality show. And the reality show I have in mind is let's take the climate protest nitwits on the one hand.
Okay.
And get a good, a good group of like, you know, 50 of them. Okay. And then let's take the pro-Palestinian protest nitwits, like a good group of like 50 of them or so.
Right.
And let's make it a reality show competition on an island somewhere and see who comes out alive.
Okay.
Let's have them battling each other.
So like a protest versus protest.
Yes.
Like survival
a protest
island
tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where they can compete against each other for who can come up with the stupidest chants, who can behave in the most unreasonable way. I mean, I think honestly the climate protesters actually have an advantage here because they've got, you know, throwing soup at the art, and you know they got, you know, running onto the baseball field is, you know, seems a little bit better in the objective
judging
criteria.
They've got a little
criteria
more experience too, just length of, you know,
yeah,
time
they've been around
been
a little
it
bit longer.
Yeah.
They probably had some iterations in their tactics. So I just think there's got to be some kind of a some way we can market this, some way we can cap, because, and I think, you know what it would do for these folks, the one thing they're really lacking is it would humanize them. Because if we can
that's
see them,
true, yeah,
you know, in their after-hours conversations with each other, hooking up as you do in these reality shows, and, you know, maybe you have some cross-cause romance, Romeo and Juliet situations. I mean, maybe we can start to empathize with them a little and see them as human beings instead of just, you know, idiots.
See, this would be perfect for, like, MTV, not the...
Yeah, like not- VH1.
Well, I wasn't thinking like the main MTV though, like, you know, maybe
MTV 3.
Yeah, 3 or 4, one of the lower levels.
MTV's streaming channel on Twitch.
Yeah, right. Something like that. It'd be perfect.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Be honest, would you watch it? I mean, I probably would watch it. It'd probably be entertaining. So, all right. Where was I? I completely lost my place of what I was going to talk about. Getting into quicksand and protest island. And anyway, you can use that idea for free. We've had some people enter and qualify in the elections. This week is qualifying, right? It's always such a tumultuous time because all of a sudden you have all of these candidates thrown in, some of which are legitimate, some of which are really not legitimate. The reason I say non-legitimate is because you have candidates that enter races only for the purpose of closing the primary to typically Republican voters, right? If you have a two-party race, like in District 1 in Escambia County, you have a two-party race between Stephen Stroberger and Jeff Burgash, and now we've all of a sudden, how did it happen? We've got a no-party affiliate. Look at that. So weird. Not even a no-party affiliate, a qualified write-in candidate, Tyler Alger. Just up and decided that he wanted to run, and here we go. That's amazing. So no Democrats get to vote in that one all of a sudden, and therefore you don't get to have a say in this election. Meanwhile, a legitimate candidate has now complicated the, election, re-election. I don't know. Robert Bender's been appointed the supervisor of elections, member of District 4, and he's now moved over. Now Bruce Childers has entered that race as a Republican, which means... that's a real challenge. Like, that's going to be a real... Now, if nobody else qualifies, I think how this works, pardon me for not knowing better, I think that moves to the general election. I think that's not held as a primary. if I remember correctly, which would allow everybody to vote in the one versus one, I think is how that's going to work. So it's either that or it's an open primary, and I just don't remember which it is. I'm sorry. But that's Pam Childers' husband and a local attorney. So he's not messing around. This is a serious. And you also have Carrie Young, I know, is had pre-filed and, had been running. I don't know. She's not qualified yet, but, I know her. She's a serious person, and so she might wind up qualifying, in which case it would be a closed primary, and then you'd have the general election. So just interesting things afoot. Be watching who actually qualifies this week and how many, many, many of these races might change. In fact, for example, District 5. Stephen Berry now has a qualified NPA, no party affiliation opponent, in Joshua Roberson. So, like I said, this is, changing quicksands in Escambia politics and Santa Rosa politics right now.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden back in Europe. Italy's Prime Minister Meloni hosting the G7 discussing Ukraine, China, AI, and a new agenda item, Saudi Arabia dropping the U.S. dollar as the standard for oil deals. Former President Trump returns to Capitol Hill, meeting House Republicans this morning, senators this afternoon. And Trump making a splash on wrestler Logan Paul's podcast. The YouTube sensation's brother, fighter Jake Paul, tells Fox.
It doesn't have to do with Democrat or Republican. It's about which president is going to fight for us and who's going to represent us the best way possible. And that's really what the young people in America want. We want solutions. We don't want all this marketing. We don't want all the BS put in front of us.
Jake Paul inviting both Donald Trump and Joe Biden to his Mike Tyson fight November 15th. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It is 75 degrees, partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. A Santa Rosa County judge will be listening to arguments today between Milton's mayor and city attorney. Mayor Heather Lindsay addressed the lawsuit filed against her by Alex Andrade during Tuesday night's city council meeting.
I unfortunately have to tell y'all as taxpayers that there are quite a bit of documents that have been filed, hundreds of pages by City of Milton's attorney. I'm still reading everything so that I can try to be prepared to answer the judge's questions. There's discovery that's been sent to me. I've already produced all the records, I believe. I'm double checking.
And Lindsay said she was disappointed that the city didn't provide an attorney to represent her and said she couldn't afford her own, as she had recently lost her full-time job as Pensacola's assistant city attorney. Last month, the city council authorized Andrade to file the lawsuit. He alleges Lindsay has intentionally not complied with public records requests. Another year, another big donation to the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer campaign.
Tonight, we are donating over $25,000 back to the American Cancer Society in any way that they choose to use it.
Melinda Wyatt is the Tate softball coach, and they donated that money after their 14th annual strikeout cancer game to date. Wyatt says they've raised over $200,000 in the fight against breast cancer. Florida Highway Patrol still looking for information on a fatal hit and run that killed a bicyclist just over a year ago. That happened in June of 2023. A silver or white SUV hit a 61-year-old man on a bicycle that was riding on Sorrento Road approaching Blue Angel. Troopers say the SUV most likely had damage to the windshield. FHP is looking for somebody who either had a windshield replaced around that time or is still parking and hiding a vehicle with a tarp or in a secluded area. If you have any information on that crash or who was driving, contact FHP. Looks like thieves made off with a pretty big haul in Foley this week. About $45,000 worth of copper taken from a construction site on Monday. Foley police say the theft happened at a construction site near the Baldwin Regional Medical Center on North Alston. Copper wire and piping were taken. Investigators say they believe it happened between 5 p.m. Monday and 6 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Police are still investigating. If you have information on that, contact the police department in Foley. Well, the new state budget is signed. Governor DeSantis says he trimmed about $1 billion through line item vetoes.
A little less than what we did last year because I thought it was important. And I told the speaker that we want to hold the line.
The spending plan comes in at just over $116.5 billion. And according to the Tallahassee Democrat, the biggest construction project that was vetoed was UWF's new science and engineering building. The city of Pensacola, though, says the $14.2 million for the old Baptist campus and the airport terminal expansion and also Bay Bluffs Park survived the veto pen. It is 8:35, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. It's brought to you by Wendy's $3 English Muffin Breakfast Deal. With the Wendy's $3 English Muffin Deal, you just don't get breakfast. You get a proper meal. Get your choice of sausage or bacon, egg and cheese English muffin sandwich with small seasoned potatoes. Grab yours today. Terms apply. If you're traveling southbound on New Warrington Road toward 98 and Navy Boulevard, we're still dealing with that accident that happened on New Warrington Road and Twin Oaks Drive. Again, that's causing roadblock and delays. My advice, take Old Coryville to take you down to Navy Boulevard. And if you need to go to 98, you can just go back up. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Well, thank you very much, John. Now I'm craving one of those English muffins. That sounds very, very good right now. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Just a small chance of an afternoon shower, mostly sunny with a high near 94. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 95 degrees. Just a small chance of a stray sprinkle. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. And right now, 74 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 70 in Milton. Time for a look at your money now. This morning, the markets are mixed. The Dow is down 128 points at 38,583.96. The S&P, though, up just under 10 points at 54,30.34. The NASDAQ up 94 points now at 17,703.39. 10-year bond rate is down slightly at 4.27%. Gold price is down just over 21 bucks at $23.33.70. Silver price is down 83 cents at $29.43. And Bitcoin up 60 bucks today at $68.117.50. Elon Musk says Tesla shareholders have now approved his $56 billion pay package. He made that claim on social media late last night, but the results of the shareholders' vote won't be officially announced until later this afternoon. More Americans have filed for unemployment benefits from the government. Numbers released today show a jump from 229,000 to 242,000 for this week. Most analysts had expected that number to come in at about 225,000. And Boeing is still trying to deal with the fallout of the incidents involving its planes this year. They reported this week that they'd received just 4 orders for new planes last month. Didn't receive any orders for the 737 MAX plane. In May of last year, Boeing received orders for about 70 jets. It's 8:37. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
For gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got a question for you today that I think is going to be frustrating in a way, okay? But here's the question. Tell me a movie that you think everybody has seen. Tell me a movie that you think everyone has seen, a movie that you assume everybody has seen. 437-1620, 437-1620. I have some answers in this category, but I'm gonna tell you why I think this is frustrating. Here's why. I don't think there's any movie that everybody's seen. Nope. And I don't mean, like, you know, there's 500 people that have never been out of the commune or whatever. I mean, legitimately, I think that probably there's not a movie that breaks 90%. My guess is that there are a few movies that start to approach, but the movies that I tend to think everybody has seen, probably like half of the people have seen. You know, you want to think it's everybody has seen it, but it is not. It is your friends and the people that you make jokes with and understand. But tell me a movie that you think everybody has seen. 437-1620, 437-1620. I have what I think is the best answer to this question, but I'm gonna save it, okay? Because we'll kind of see what you guys come up with. John, do you have a first blush answer into this category, a movie that everybody has seen?
Star Wars.
See, that's an easy first answer.
Right.
The answer is definitely not.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, you don't get more than one entry.
I'm sorry.
Also, you're dating yourself on that. okay, so I'm my guess.
Right.
Okay, I would put Star Wars somewhere in the 60 to 70% category.
Okay.
And I bet Smokey and the Bandit's under 50%. In fact, I think it's probably more like 30%.
Which just ruined my dreams.
I know. I think a lot of people haven't seen. I mean, everybody our age, maybe, but even of our generation, probably only 80% saw the movie.
Well, I force my children to watch it.
Okay. So. fair enough.
We know that they're part of it.
Yeah. So Star Wars is a great example. There are loads of people who have not seen Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Former producer of this show, Nate, had not. And other, I mean, it's not the only one. There's lots of people. And for some people, it's even a bragging right. Like, they're glad they've not seen the original Star Wars. 437-1620, or some of them brag that they haven't seen any of the Star Wars. Now, I'm going to hold off on this answer because I think this is actually one of the very best answers that's out there. So I'll come back to you. If you text it in quickly, I see your answer. I'm not giving it just yet. Stand by me. Not to insult, but not even close.
No.
Not even a third of the people have probably seen Stand By Me, which is a lot, but still not anywhere close to 100%. Somebody says Star Wars or maybe Chariots of Fire. I think Chariots of Fire is very low on this list. No. I mean, great movie, historic, classic, wonderful movie, no doubt. But how many people out of the entire population of 330 million Americans have seen Chariots of Fire? A quarter?
I mean, was going 40, but...
Yeah, yeah, I mean, huh? under half, for sure. Especially consider, you know, all the kids, all the immigrants, legal or illegal. I mean, you know, people of all the different communities have not seen that. I'm sure it's very low. 437-1620. Okay, since I'm getting so many people text it, I will have to say this one. I was going to wait on this one because I actually think this is a likely answer. Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
Wizard of Oz is a great answer in this category because it's a movie that every generation has
transcends
seen.
Transcends generations.
And
everybody
knows it. Mm-hmm. Now, I still don't think it's 100%. But I think that's definitely the kind of movie that so few people haven't seen that you really are in the vast minority. I would think that pushes past 90%. would be my guess.
Yeah. Okay? I would agree with
Which you. I think is as high as it goes. I just don't think you're ever going to find anything that everybody has seen. But yeah, I think Wizard of Oz is probably a movie that, because all these generations and it keeps being played and it keeps being watched and it hasn't gotten canceled for any reasons yet, you know, give it a minute. You know, it's going to be anti-woman or something because you're killing this witch. Witches are people too, you know. For it's anti-short people because of the stupid Munchkin song. I mean, you can't have that. You know, then it's drug use, and then they're making fun of stupid people who don't have a brain. And you know, I mean, you know, that's a disability. You shouldn't be marginalized. I should probably make this a transgressors episode. Anyway,
you should.
So yeah, I think Wizard of Oz is one of the top. I'm gonna say top three in my own just internal opinion poll about this. 437-1620, somebody says Shawshank Redemption. Again, great film. Mm-hmm. I think a lot, probably 50%. Okay, a lot of people have seen that. Oh, Mary Poppins. Yes. Disney movies in general.
That's right.
Disney movies are going to fall because they keep appealing to the kids, you know, Disney movies. So I would push Mary Poppins above 75, 80%, something like that. I think that's probably likely. Let's see, scrolling through some of these. Some of these are repeat answers. Okay. Let me go to you, Traffic on the Fives, and I'll come back. We got a couple of answers in this category that I think are, again, like top three. Because once it clicks for you that there's a kind of movie that everybody has seen, you're like, oh, that makes sense. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. If you're traveling down New Warrington Road, again, headed toward 98 or Navy Boulevard, we're still dealing with that vehicle crash with roadblock causing delays at New Warrington Road and Twin Oaks Drive. So my advice, take Old Coryfield Road and you can go down to Navy and go back up to 98. I-10, I-110, they're flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the category question of name a movie that you think everyone has seen, or you know, what percentage of people? Because I think there's no movie that's 100%, but I think there are some movies that are above 80, 85, maybe 90 plus percent. We already said Wizard of Oz. Okay, I think Wizard of Oz is definitely at the top of the list in terms of a contender. People are saying Toy Story, very high,
yeah,
not 100%. The Sandlot, not even close. I love you, it's a great film, okay, yeah, but not even close. This is a good try, Titanic.
Ooh.
The problem with Titanic is it's too old, and I don't think it has that same kind of repeat appeal to the young folks. So at one time, you would have maybe been able to say that 80% of people had seen it. I think that's probably now more in the 60 or 70% category.
Yeah, my son turned it off.
Yeah, I mean, they're just bored. But I'll tell you, a close companion to Titanic that you're probably closer to having is Avatar. Given the level of success of Avatar and Avatar 2, and so for a next generation of people, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says Blazing Saddles. I wish, but no. somebody says Jaws. I think Jaws is a good answer.
Yes.
Jaws is probably plus 80% would be my own guess. You know, because that's also one that continues to be interesting to people. But I don't think that's at the top. I think that's like a second or third tier in terms of what people see. Did I mention Blazing Saddles? I think I
yes.
did. Yeah, okay. Remember the Titans. Come now. You're wishful thinking. Ghostbusters, high, but no, not anymore, I would think. And it certainly one time a little bit more likely. Independence Day, again, no, not even close. Okay, so let me give you a category that I think once you see the category, you'd be like, oh, Christmas movies. Because Christmas movies
just drop the pen
come around
one.
Every year, and everybody watches them at least every once.
You were okay. So right.
So Christmas movies like It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
I think It's a Wonderful Life is probably a rival to Wizard of Oz. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer probably rivals Wizard of Oz in terms of that everybody has seen. And, you know, love or hate the answer, Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's definitely.
Is probably up in that kind of, you know, upper echelon just because it's always on again and again. And then, okay, so now people are texting in, and this is good. They're texting in movies that really are high visibility, high fame, but probably that B or C tier in terms of, you know, if everybody, things like The Sound of Music or The Godfather, and then I think even farther down the list here, things like Shrek. Somebody here says League of Their Own, Home Alone. Home Alone's a good one.
Home Alone.
For Christmas. Probably still not quite getting to the Rudolph or, you know, It's a Wonderful Life level. I Love You with Elf, but probably not just yet. Oh, Jurassic Park is a good guess. Probably a level B, like 85-ish percent. Back to the Future.
Oh, classic.
Is even, it's aged well, and people kind of keep watching it, is another one that is fairly high on this list. So generally, Forrest Gump, I think, is good but not great in this list. So E.T., again, good but not great. It's a little old now. Napoleon Dynamite, you know, same kind of thing. So, yeah, and if somebody says, you're never going to get 100% because of those silly Amish people. Okay. Don't blame the Amish, you know? Come on. Not everybody's a Hutterite, okay? I said, you know, like the people who are on a compound somewhere and the Amish and the people who don't have TVs and, you know, the cord cutters and all that. So I agree with you. There are going to be, it's never going to get 100%. But I think that the, you know, again, the highest on the list, I think, are going to be the Christmas movies. And then it's a couple of super classics like The Wizard of Oz, or, you know, maybe Jaws gets into that category or something like that. But, you know, you want to say, well, The Dark Knight, not everybody.
No.
Or Grease, not everybody. Or Lord of the Rings or Matrix. Or you're more likely with Disney movies. Frankly, Lion King, Finding Nemo, those kinds of things are more likely to have been seen by more people, but still not quite to that 100%. So that was fun. You guys give a lot of good answers. That was interesting. I love watching your reaction when I mentioned certain ones. You're like, oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So the reason this came up for me is because I started thinking I saw something else. I started thinking about it, and I realized I refer to movies a lot. We play the movie clips.
Right.
And I try to play clips that I think a lot of people will enjoy. Sometimes I play clips I know not a lot of people are going to enjoy, but some people are going to really appreciate that clip. And it occurs to me that, like, my dad just won't know. You know, I love my dad, but he won't know a lot of the music or the movie. And a lot of you are in that same category. Either you're, you know, too old or too young or just didn't pay, you know, weren't immersed in pop culture the way those of us who were latchkey kids were, you know, that kind of thing. You know, I was raised by the television, okay? The television and the radio. So, anyway, thanks for participating. That's a fun one. That might be the most texts we've ever gotten. I've got over more than 50 texts on this topic, so I appreciate you guys participating. 437-1620, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christine Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty are just, I mean, fabulous. Genuinely fantastic. And, what you know, one thing I think about this is when we first bought our house, I remember, you don't know anything. The process is overwhelming. It's like, what do I ask? What do I know? You get lucky about some things, and then you realize you didn't get lucky at some other things, and so much to know. Well, that's why you want a good realtor, somebody who's going to really understand what the market is doing and what your situation is and what your interests are and, you know, what are you looking for and which questions don't you think to ask, because especially as a first-time buyer, you're so overwhelmed by the process. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. They will shepherd you through this process and make sure that you get the home you really want and not have regrets about it later on. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Get it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Pensacola Big Game Fishing's 53rd Annual International Billfish Tournament is Thursday through Sunday. Check out the action downtown at Palafox Pier, afternoons 3 to 7. For more, see visitpensacola.com. The Perdido Key Chamber's Spill the Beans Community Conversations is Friday morning at Hub Stacy's at The Point, beginning at 7:30. This month will feature Florida Power and Light. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Put that little pairing together to reward the people who texted in after the fact, Die Hard and Top Gun.
True. Yep.
Which, you know, one for one set of reasons and one for the Christmas reasons. So, you know, yes. No, fair enough. Those are also good entries in the category of movies that everybody has seen or you think they have. 8:55 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. If you're traveling down New Warrington Road headed to 98 or the Navy base, you're going to see an accident that happened on New Warrington Road and Twin Oaks Drive. It's still causing roadblock and major delays right there. So my advice, take Old Quarryville Road, and that'll get you to your destination. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. Governor DeSantis vetoed a bunch of local projects, $1 billion out of the overall budget. It's always a bit of a stressful time for people who have advocated for projects when it goes to the governor because, you know, he likes to veto things, which cuts down on the cost of government, which is, you know, good. But, of course, if you have asked for a particular thing, then you're like, it's not so good. For example, Pensacola State College asked for a $13 million training center on the main campus for, you know, large business and industry training and professional services, which would obviously serve the mission at PSC. That got vetoed, $13 million. PSC also asked to remove the WSRE antenna from 1967 for $250,000. That did not get approved or got vetoed. UWF, an Educational Research Center for Child Development expansion, $750,000. UWF Science and Engineering Research Wing Phase 2 for $26 million. So those are pretty big chunks of money, obviously. This is Kevin Robinson from the PNJ doing good reporting on this. Let's see. Parent University in Pensacola expanding its services for $500,000 got cut. And some of these are, you know, bummers because, I mean, these are mostly all very good programs that you'd like to see funded. But, you know, the governor is going to cut stuff and they do cut it. UWF Developmental Laboratory School Feasibility Study for developmental lab school. UWF Undergraduate Civil Engineering Program, $1.5 million. And that's kind of in its, you know, nascent stages now. A water quality research center for $5 million at UWF. So UWF got a lot of things killed for them. One, two, three, four, five big projects, and PSC two projects. One's WSRE. It's not really PSC. It's just on their campus. Lakeview Center, a long-term care pilot program for $2.5 million. That got nixed. The law enforcement resilience upgrades for the sheriff's office for building protection for $450,000. Historic Pensacola for $250,000. The ECUA, a Pensacola Beach Reclamation Water System for $1 million. That got nixed. The Hope Center of Brownsville for a transitional homeless family housing for $100,000. And then in Santa Rosa County, Milton Downtown Festival Events Area Improvements for $250,000. The YMCA of Northwest Florida got $2.5 million nixed for Phase 1 facility expansion. The J Wastewater Plant Drying Bed for $400,000. The South Santa Rosa Soccer Complex for $1 million. Santa Rosa County East River Preserve Nature Trail for $500,000. Santa Rosa County Wastewater Treatment Package Plant, that's on the industrial park, that got cut for $3 million. That's not the big plant that Milton is building. That's on the I-10 Industrial Park for the package plant. They're wanting to put their own facility there. I think that's still going to happen, but it looks like the county's going to have to pay for it. Glover Lane and Hamilton Bridge Road intersection improvements for $250,000 and $1 million for other intersection improvements on Woodbine, Shamukla, and Quintet. And then a couple of regional projects as well. Affordable housing for $120,000, another workforce housing for $130,000, and a sharing civic engagement strategies in Florida for $200,000 through Civicon. So a lot of things didn't get approved.
You're listening to